Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
A DCU study has found that farmers face significant mental health issues compared to the general population, which includes suicide ideation, depression, anxiety. The study also found that farmers are less likely to reach out for help. Shay Concannon, he's a farmer in County Galway. He joins us on the line to tell us a little bit more about this story and his own personal experience. Good morning to you, Shay.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? I know I'm conscious when you ring a farmer that they're always busy, always at something. What are you doing today?
I'm just at Fowler's Pearl and off from missing the cows.
You're a dairy farmer?
I am a dairy farmer, yeah.
Very good. Now, straight away, the dairy farmers around the country are wondering now, how many is he milking?
50.
50? Oh, you're very generous. I thought it was like asking a woman the rage, but you're milking 50. That's a busy farm to run.
It is busy enough now, yeah, to run it, yeah.
And I understand you lease your farm now?
Yeah.
As in you're the person renting the farm?
Yes, that's right, because of what happened with my depression, I had to leave my home farm and I'm now on an intermittent farm.
You grew up on a family farm, I presume that's how everyone nearly ends up in farming.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And did you love farming when you're growing up, when it's thrust upon you?
Oh, yeah, I love farming. I was out in the farm since I was at 4 years of age. I was out in the farm.
Yeah, there's always a job for someone.
Always a job, yeah, I loved it, yeah.
What are the best days that you remember growing up, and even when you became a grown man working on the farm, the best days as a farmer?
Well, I love the summertime when you're out and about and on the machinery and out in the field doing work. I did.
Just been outdoors all the time is the best.
Outdoors all the time, yeah.
Now, when did you notice that there was something kind of wrong in your life? It was wrong with the life that you were in?
It was probably back in 2012 when I just felt wrong. You know, I knew there was something wrong. I just wasn't myself, and I was finding it hard to do work. You know, I was just, everything was a struggle. So it was to get out up in the mornings and to get out and do work, and it just something. And then I got married in 2009, and my wife just knew there was something wrong with me. She just said, something wrong with you. She said, we need to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor, and straight away they said, yeah, you have depression, and do you want to get help? And I said, definitely do.
You knew at that stage, you had been to the darker side, really, hadn't you? But before you
went
to the doctor.
Oh, yeah, I had been to the dark side. I was really bad for a couple of years before that. I didn't realise I had it for a long time.
When you're talking about those days when you had it and you didn't know, really, do you remember the conversations you might have with yourself?
Oh, yeah. I had myself convinced that there was no light in the tunnel, and that, you know, that my days were off. And I did go to the stage that I had my head decision made that I was ending my life.
Right.
And I had just, one evening I was gone getting the cow, bringing the cows in, and I was in the field, and I just said, I can't do this anymore. And I decided to make a phone call to my sister to say goodbye, and she just talked me down. She said, don't do it, I'll get help. And she rang my wife, and between the two of them, they got the help. They got me to where I needed to be. And I talked out. I got to the doctor, and they brought me to see the nurses, and I just talked myself out, really. And I spent days going into the psych ward in Galway, and I just basically just talked and talked and talked, and they gave me basically ways to cope with it, and I'm out the other side of it now.
Well, well done on accepting the help and on going and getting the help. It must be, when you look back now, it must be still a frightening experience to remember.
Oh, yes, it definitely was. I mean, you know, especially farmers, they don't want to talk about it. And I didn't want to talk about it for a long time. But, you know, you need to talk. Talking is the only way you're going to get help and get the help you need and, you know, come out the other side of it. It doesn't have to be someone you know. You can talk to a complete stranger if it makes you feel better, you know, but talk to someone.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's what it is. Just and get the help you need, you know. But I know myself from since I had it, I see an awful lot of farmers and they just don't want to talk. Not only farmers, but mainly farmers, they don't want to talk. They're afraid to admit they have a problem. But there's nothing wrong with admitting they have a problem because there is help out there.
It's difficult for fellas to have that conversation.
It is. It is, yeah.
And there's something about being a farmer, because it can be a solitary work. I know even if you're in a family, you can spend long hours out in the fields on your own, can't you? With your thoughts.
You can, yeah. Yeah, with my thoughts, that was the problem. I was always on my own, you know. I liked to be on my own. That's the way it was. I always wanted to be on my own, and I couldn't understand why. And that was some of the problem. It was just the way my mind was working. And it was really hard, so it was. And it got to a stage that I just couldn't cope anymore.
And there's no particular trigger, really, is there? Was there financial pressure? Were there issues? No,
it was just...
It's the illness of depression.
Over the years, it just got, was getting a bit worse and worse. I had total opinion when I was younger. I was sick, and I missed out on a lot of school as well, so that didn't help. And that just put extra pressure in my brain. And it all just built up. And yeah. it just got out of control then in 2012. So it did.
It was an illness then, and you needed
help. It was an illness, yeah.
What would you say to fellas out there? Because they're obviously reluctant to talk about many problems that go on in farms, and there's probably no harder job to have depression in than farming, because you simply have to get up every day. The cows have to be milked, or you're into serious trouble. What would you say to a fella who needs to make the first step to talk to someone?
Do it. Make the step. You know, I know it's tough, but you need to make that step. And I know the last couple of months have been tough on farmers now because of the weather. I mean, you know, it was tough on myself, but it really, the bad weather really makes people really get down and out.
For sure.
And the only thing you can do is talk to someone and just, you know, just open up and get out there and talk, because it will help. It will help.
And you're conscious, well, obviously you're saying that the terrible weather conditions we've had the last couple of months, very, very rough on farmers. You still have to look after your own mental health, obviously.
You do. You have to look after yourself. If you don't look after yourself, you can't look after the animals. That's the way it is, you know. And I know the weather was hard, but you have to look after yourself. Number one is yourself.
And what have you done to get through this winter? Is it chatting?
Yeah, and I found a way of coping. I mean, coping is just, we've come to a stage that you just can't do anymore. Just stop what you're doing and sit down and just think and talk to someone and, you know, talk out the problems that you're seeing, and all that will help.
Yeah, and you find you're not the only one as well, I presume.
Oh, definitely. And as I said, there's an awful lot of people out there, and I know there is. And a lot of people, some people get help, but some, I know a lot of people don't want to get help because they're afraid to talk. You know? But unfortunately, that's life.
It is. MOCRA is a great organisation, and that was very helpful to you.
That was helpful to me when I was younger, yeah. It helped me to get socialised and get out there, and it helped me a lot, yeah.
And in more recent times, I think 2018, they piloted a mental health initiative, Make the Move, with two O's for obvious reasons, and that's something you got involved in?
Yeah, well, and my wife is involved in the Irish Cattle and Sheep Organisation as well. And
she
started up the Life Focus, you know, it was to do with mental health as well. And that she saw the way I was, that she needed to help other people. So she's the chairperson of that now. And she has helped an awful lot of farmers as well in the last year. They almost ended their lives.
Wow.
You know, so so she's helping people and I'm helping people. So we're helping an awful lot of people in the last year now. Because of the weather, it's really putting under pressure.
It's really vital, dude. Now, that's your wife, Mona.
Yeah.
She sounds like a powerful woman.
She's a powerful woman, yeah, she is, yeah. Thanks to her, really, that I'm alive, because it was her that spotted there was something wrong with me, because I didn't know what was wrong, and it was her that knew there was something wrong with me, and she brought me to the doctor and got the help I needed.
And you love farming again now?
Oh, yeah, back again now, I love it, yeah, I love it. There was a days when I was bad that I just existed, didn't know what to do, how to do. I was even finding it hard to do the work on the farm. And it took me about, I suppose, nearly 2 years to get to it. Mm. But now I'm back again now, and I'm flaming, I'm loving it now again.
Even if it's not the summery, the summer.
Oh
yet.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take the weather as it comes. That's the way it is. And
yeah.
Farmers are actually, you know, they don't look at the bigger picture. You know, life is more important than the weather. The weather, you can't change the weather.
You can't.
Unfortunately, you can't change the weather, but you can change your life.
There's a lot of other pressures from outside as well, isn't there? I mean, in this country particularly, we blame farming for climate change because of the emissions from agriculture, but you're not the only part of that whole machine.
No, that's right, yeah. I mean, there's an awful lot of pressure coming on farmers now from the department. The department has brought in an awful lot of rules and regulations that technically they don't need. And especially the older farmers, they don't know how to deal with the paperwork and to cope with the paperwork. There's an awful lot of extra paperwork now with grants and that, and it's putting an awful lot of pressure on farmers. You know, and I don't think there's not a need for it.
The red tape. Well, they'll say there's a need for it, of course, you'll understand. But I can understand when it's older farmers and the pressure that puts on them, because they've just learned the previous thing and then a new one comes
along. And then the older farmers wouldn't be up to date with online paperwork, and most of it has gone online now. So that's putting a lot of older farmers under pressure as well, because they might have no one to do it for them. So then they lose out, and then that's putting more pressure on their head.
We have research from DCU, and I know that's the scientific study on mental health issues, but you anecdotally, in dealing with farmers, how do you think the state of their mental health is roughly at the moment?
I don't think it's great at the moment. As I said, the farmers out there, and they're not talking, and I know that there's farmers out there under a lot of pressure mentally and physically and probably financially as well, and they won't talk. And I'm worried about them because something's going to happen to them.
Well, you want to get them talking, Shay Kilcannon. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and we're delighted to hear you well. I know you have to look after your head all the time, and our best to Mona as well, who's doing great work. And to people who want to get in touch, obviously rte.ie/helplines will help people affected by this, but also Make the Move with two O's at mocra.ie is part of that initiative that programme that you're also involved in as well. We'll put those details up.
And my wife's in on Life Focus as well. She helps people as well in ICSA.
Shay Kilcannon, thanks a million and good luck. Look after yourself.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye. 51551 is our text.
Email oliver@rte.ie.